Paul Johansson is one of the organisers of Buy Nothing Day. Buy Nothing Day's premise is that we humans are consuming products at such an unsustainable rate that living standards will inevitably decline in the near future. I think we all know that that's true. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Red.
How can you possibly hope to encourage people to buy nothing?
Yes, that's a very good question. Mm. They're very enthusiastic about their shopping, aren't they? Well, partly what we're going to be doing is actually talking to people directly in Bourke Street Mall today, and also just getting the idea out there that, can you go 24 hours without shopping for stuff?
Have you already gone out and got the paper, haven't you?
The newspaper? Not this morning, no. Why am I? Are we in it or something?
No. Did you go out and buy milk or bread?
Oh, no. I'm trying really hard. You know, I'm taking my lunch. I'm packing my stuff. I have a fridge full of food. So, I should get by.
The very exercise, actually, now come to think of it, to set yourself the exercise of not buying anything for a whole day.
Yeah.
It's actually almost unachievable.
Yeah, no, I understand. It's actually quite complicated, but, it's not just about the day necessarily, though. It's also about...
Of course.
...thinking about the way we actually shop and the way we consume all the time anyway. So, it's not just about not actually buying anything today, but thinking about your habits for the rest of the
day. Well, indeed. Contemplating what it is you're consuming.
Yes, exactly, yes. You're a big supporter, Red, I see.
Well, I am, because my mother came from the north of England, and I'm mean as mustard. So it's the sort of thing that appeals to me. Who can not be appalled by the things you come home from the supermarket with?
The thing that we've chosen this year is the fact that there's a lot of people who are basically shopping in an unsustainable way, and in a way that's going to cost them a large amount of money next year, for example, and they're shopping on their credit cards.
There was a marvellous thing in the paper... earlier this year, in one of the colour magazines, it was just a picture of what a household in various parts of the world might buy for their, to consume for a week. And you go to places like, say, Turkey or places in Asia Minor, and they had a whole bunch of beans and a whole bunch of... You could see the actual produce. Yeah, and one of the most appalling things about the way we consume things is the amount of paper...
Yeah, the amount of paper.
And ink that comes with the food we buy.
And then the kind of food we buy, too. It's like Coca-Cola and, processed stuff. And it's just extraordinary, really.
Mm. We're a long way from the source of food, aren't we, somehow?
We're not farmers anymore. We're, the end users of these things.
Does Santa know that you're involved in Buy Nothing Day?
We're not the Grinch, I swear. But the thing about Christmas is, a lot of people are going to buy a lot of things for a lot of other people that they're not going to want.
I know. Oh, it happens to you every year too, does it?
It's like, there's going to be something like $35 billion spent over the next month or so on stuff,
But isn't that what Jesus wants us to do?
It's a very weird way of celebrating. I'm an atheist personally, but it's a very weird way of celebrating the birth of a deity.
Well, indeed.
They're buying Auntie Beryl another pair of socks that she doesn't need.
Yes.
Buying a plasma TV for God knows what.
Oh, go easy there. I actually fancy a plasma TV.
Oh, really? How many TVs do you have, Red?
Three.
Okay. And how many of those do you actually need?
Needs? So this is the debate that goes on constantly in my household.
Yes.
The N-word, need.
Yes.
We don't need any of this stuff, do we?
Yes. No, as opposed to what you want and as opposed to what you need, You have to think about these things.
I did have a friend who had a fantastically contrarian argument in, was it 1976 or 5 when they had the first petrol crisis in the United States of America.
I remember that, and they responded by building a bigger and more fuel inefficient cars.
That's right. My friend went out immediately and bought a huge Yank tank and said, rather kind of morbidly, he said, "We're the last people who ever going to be able to do this."
Yes,
which is rather perverse.
Little did he know.
Yes, well, they keep pumping it out of the ground. I look forward. There's a part of me that looks forward to petrol running out.
Well, it's going to happen in our lifetimes, right? Seriously.
We were just living in little villages.
Yeah, yeah.
And we'll walk up to the supermarket and there'll be nothing there.
We'll walk for 4 days to get to the supermarket and stuff like that.
You have an event at lunchtime today.
We have several events. Well, the main one we have is we're going to be on Bourke Street Mall today from about midday all afternoon, and we'll be volunteering to cut up people's credit cards for them.
Yeah. Please, take mine.
Yeah, well, you know, we'd love to. If you want to come down, seriously, Red, we've got some amazing pairs of scissors.
You have very large scissors.
We have some large scissors, we have some silly scissors, we have small scissors. You know, we'll see how we go.
I feel that today is a good day for me to buy nothing, because I consumed many species of being which are now extinct as a result of what I ate last night.
Yes, you sound like you've been under the weather there, Red.
I've had better mornings, yes,
yes,
but I'm pushing on.
Yes.
I do honestly support your endeavour to...
Thank you very much, Red.
I'm not much help to you, but I'm with you in theory. I've just got to get the practice right.
Well, the great thing about Buy Nothing Day is it's as much an idea as anything. So if we getting the word out, which is what you're hoping us do, it's a fabulous thing. Thank you.
When I was in high school, I think I was in third form, I once set myself the exercise of I had Speak Nothing Day, where I attempted not to speak. I think I lasted till about 11 o'clock. And Buy Nothing Day is a bit like that. If you actually set yourself the exercise of buying nothing today, it'll be interesting to see how long you could last.
Yes, it's interesting to see just how much you buy in a normal day, too.
Yes, obscene, I'm sure.
And where it comes from.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you very much, Red.
Paul Johansson, organiser of Buy Nothing Day. That's today. And it's my sad duty to inform you that we must now play a promo involving the ABC shop.